USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says his goal in budget talks with President Biden is firm.
The Democrats, since they took the majority, has been addicted to spending, and that's going to stop. We're going to spend less than we spent last year.
McCarthy and the president are scheduled to meet one-on-one this afternoon to resume talks on spending and raising the debt limit. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott's making sure we all know where he stands about the future of the USA.
The radical left is pushing us into a culture of grievance instead of a culture of greatness.
Scott formally announced his intention to seek the Republican presidential nomination. He joins a field that's expected to grow by one more on Wednesday when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announces his bid. No comment from DeSantis yet to a new caution about Florida from the NAACP.
We are advising African Americans and others that if you travel to Florida, beware that your life is not valued.
The group's president, Derek Johnson, cites what he calls DeSantis's aggressive attempts to erase black history. Florida Republicans are calling the advisory just politics. A judge in Moscow, Idaho, has entered not guilty pleas to four counts of murder against Brian Koberger. He's accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death last winter. Koberger's lawyer said his client would be standing firm, silent and making no plea, but he did speak when the judge questioned him.
Do you understand the charge in count five, murder in the first degree? Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Koberger's trial is set for early October. After months of tense talks, California, Arizona, and Nevada have agreed on a deal to cut about 10% of the amount of water that each takes from the Colorado River. The river system that provides water to more than 40 million people has been in danger of lowering to the point where water won't flow through its dams. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
We've heard a lot about how many nurses are thinking about quitting the profession thanks to burnout. Turns out the same issue is sending a lot of doctors to the exit, and that's bad news for patients.
Because maybe you'll have a physician who's distracted, maybe physically exhausted, or maybe having health issues.
Dr. Blita Zamora with the Texas Medical Association says COVID brought the burnout issue into the spotlight.
We've been through a lot over the last 3 years, you know, regarding the pandemic. We've seen a lot of patients die that we have known for a long, long time.
A recent survey by the health journal company Elsevier predicts that up to 75% of healthcare workers will leave the profession by 2025. The number of women suing the state of Texas over its near total ban on abortions is growing. Now 15 women are suing. They say they suffered dangerous pregnancy complications and were blocked from ending their pregnancies. The Center for Reproductive Rights is asking for a court order, a temporary restraining order, saying the new law lacks clarity about what defines a medical emergency. If you're traveling to Southern California to get some famous casual lifestyle, you might think about avoiding one of the Southland's busiest airports. A new survey by Forbes ranks John Wayne Airport in Burbank as the nation's angriest. Survey says 66% of all tweets about it were angry. The biggest complaint, the noise level. The next angriest airport, Jacksonville, followed by Omaha, Tampa, and San Antonio, Texas. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.